Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Play Mornings with Steph and John Replay.
Good morning, world.
It's March 12th, 2024.
Welcome to Tuesday. I watched a shark movie last night.
Ooh, did you Sharknado?
No, and not like the Meg, which is, you know, classic, not Jaws. I'm not sure what it was called.
Oh.
But it had a couple plot points that just didn't quite make sense.
Okay.
Okay, so they were on a plane, the plane crashed, they're in the bottom of the ocean floor, and all of a sudden, sharks come and start eating, like, all of the people who didn't make it.
Yeah.
So, there you go. The plot is here. These people are stuck in, like, the cabin of the flight attendants, and they're trying to figure out a way to get back to the surface.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there's a grandma and a little girl. The grandma is not very old.
Okay.
She is, like, great through the entire movie, and then it's time to swim to the surface. And she tells her granddaughter she'll be right behind her. And then she, like a captain of a ship, goes down with the plane. Just stays on it.
How old was the granddaughter?
The granddaughter was like 8.
That's a selfish grandma right there.
It made no... Like, I was like, does she think she's not going to be swimming fast enough and she'd rather drown than get eaten by a shark? I don't know. It didn't make any sense.
I imagine she's not just going to drown. I imagine the shark is going to find her as she's drowning, right? So it's like a double whammy.
I think so. I think she's going to double die in a bad way. But
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you the title because first off, I don't remember it. And second off, I just ruined the plot.
Airbnb indoor cameras are no longer a thing.
Whatever will we do?
Right? I think it's a good thing. I think it was a little weird.
That you were allowed to have indoor cameras?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't trust people to come into your house enough for the fact that you need cameras, why even list your house on Airbnb?
Okay, interesting take. Now, I have a different take for you.
Let's hear it.
Okay, Airbnb is different than pretty much anything else. Of course, they would say that maybe it's a hotel. And if you are renting your entire space, absolutely no indoor cameras. But what if you're somebody who rents out multiple rooms and you just have indoor cameras in the common areas?
No, I still think that's no bueno.
Even though hotels have cameras in the common areas and just not in the rooms?
Yeah, hotels are kind of made to feel homey, but not to the severity that Airbnb is. Like, the common areas of a hotel, you're like, okay, I'm in, like, a business center.
Uh-huh.
But at a home, I don't want to know I'm being watched.
Okay. I mean, I don't really want to know I'm being watched either.
Right?
I wouldn't rent an Airbnb with cameras inside, but...
No, exactly. See?
I was trying to be devil's advocate here, but I'm with you.
I don't like it.
There was a very frigid football game back in January.
Yes, there was.
So it was the Chiefs versus the Dolphins.
Yep.
And it was minus 20, and the wind chill was making it feel like minus 27.
Yeah.
And apparently, dozens of people went to the hospital for frostbite, and more than a dozen people lost fingers and toes.
Yeah, no, just fell off or cut off.
Yeah, had to be amputated. And they're saying as the injuries evolve, even though it was nearly 2 months ago, they still might have to amputate more.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. But you know what? As a sports fan, I got it. It was a wild card game. Like, you win this game, you advance to the playoffs.
Okay, so you're sitting outside. You're absolutely freezing, but you're at a football game. And you're like, there's no way I'm leaving here. I don't care about my fingers and toes and the pain that I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, like, if the Dodgers, for whatever reason, played through that, I would absolutely be staying.
Really?
If it was as important of a game as that, absolutely.
And you wouldn't be like, oh man, now I don't have my index finger anymore and I can't point at anything ever again, and it wouldn't matter to you.
I think it'd be worth it to see what I was seeing live.
I don't think I have anything in my life that would be worth it to lose a finger for.
Nothing. Say the Jonas Brothers wanted to put on a show just for you. but you needed to sit out in minus 30 temperatures.
They're cool, but absolutely not. Like, fingers and toes are very useful things.
Okay.
And that's one moment in your life. Like, 1-2 hours? Absolutely not.
What if you just lose, like, a pinky?
No, because then you have to shake everybody's hand all the time, and they're like, whoa, what was that? Oh, it's the missing pinky. Huh, I wonder how they lost that. Is it rude to ask?
But you have a good story.
Everyone wins at the Oscars.
That's right, especially us, because we got to watch it.
Well, this is what the swag bag is called. When you are a nominee, a near winner, you still get a $180,000 bag full of goodies.
You know there's people who turn down going to the Oscars? Did you know that? Are you aware that there's people who turn down going to the Oscars?
This is just the nominees. So you have to, like, actually have done something to be able to be included in this $180,000.
Okay, that makes
gift.
A lot more sense.
Now, it includes, like, 10-day trips to private villas and things like that. But then I was looking at some of the other things that they put in there for people. So, you know, they have to scour the internet and try and find the new it item that's just filled with luxury.
Yeah, because they're rich. They already have everything.
And one of them is called a bag sit.
What?
It's a portable purse seat. Now, you would think that maybe this is a seat you can carry around and sit on, but no. It's a seat for your purse.
Yeah.
And so it's a little foldable luggage sitter, but purse size. And it's so that you don't have to put your purse on the table and put a dirty purse there when you're at a restaurant.
Oh, of course.
Or get your purse dirty by putting it directly on the floor. So you have to carry this around with you in your purse, but it's so that you can keep your purse clean.
Okay.
It's $54.99 if you think this is an item you might want. There's also a duplicate selfie figurine.
What?
So, it's a 3D printed action figure of yourself. So, if you know, were jealous of all the folks who got unveiled last week for being turned into Barbies, like Shania Twain, this could be your consolation prize.
You know what's better than a 3D model of yourself?
What?
A 3D model of some gold guy for, I don't know, saying, having the best movie or being the best actor.
Oh, John.
That's like a slap in the face.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
We are joining the big leagues. We're like Chicago PD or like Law and Order or SWAT or something.
I don't even know where you're going with this, but I'm hooked.
We're upping our crime. No, I'm totally kidding.
We're upping our crime.
Yeah, like it's a joke because there's so much crime in Chicago that they made a show about it.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Wow. All right. But this is really cool. So the RCMP has this new program where if you have a security camera outside that, you know, faces the street and might be able to catch some criminals or would be alleged criminals, you can register it with them and let them know where it faces. And they're not going to have access to your camera feed or anything like that. It's just letting them know that if a crime did take place and they are looking for some, you know, video evidence, they can call on you and say, hey, did you catch what happened at 2:30 on Tuesday night? And you can share your footage with them. It's just a request. You don't have to. But it's just letting them know where the security cameras exist in the city.
I do have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
How do I get a security camera installed? Because that is the having the police call on you like you're Batman? Are you joking?
See what happened last night. I think you order them. There's like multiple companies that supply them. You can go like the expensive way and have like a monthly fee.
Yeah.
Or you can do it your way and just have a thing that you delete all the time. But anyway, it's called Community Assisted Policing Through the Use of Recorded Evidence, or Capture for short. And you can head on over to our socials to get a link to register your security camera and get in on this Chicago PD kind of forward thinking we're going towards. Well, a big good morning to you. We are here with Sandy McDonald and a brand new front man for you, Sandy.
He's got a balloon here. That's Sam Langford, Sidecar Sam.
Sidecar Sam.
From Ganella, Iowa.
My husband and I were trying to figure out what his new name was, because there was Winky Rides and Grab Glides, and was it going to be Sam slides, or how are we going to fit this in? But Sidecar Sam, I love that.
Well, slides is not a good thing for a motorcycle. The last thing you want to do is slide on a motorcycle. Somebody on Greb's page said that, so slides is out. So, and then Sandy, we went to see Sandy Bowman or Mary yesterday. He called him Wood Buffalo Sam, which has kind of got a ring to it.
Yeah, I think that has a great ring to it. I'm going to call him that. Yeah, Sidecar Teresa, Sam, Wood Buffalo Sam.
And Teresa Wells said about Greb, like, I was just a keeper. He got to belong to Fort McMurray, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he okay with them?
Absolutely, for sure. So tell us about Sam's journey. He's come to Wood Buffalo here after quite a harrowing tale. You had to fly all over the place.
Well, yeah, they changed the rules on dogs flying in the States, like 12 weeks with one airline, 16 with another, so there's no way he'd fit under the seat of a plane. So his breeder drove all the way from Iowa, 11 hours, to Minot, North Dakota. I flew to Regina, rented a car, picked him up, drove to Regina, and we flew from Calgary, Regina to Calgary, and Calgary to here, so he's got a few miles on already.
Yeah, for sure. And what do you think about motorcycling? How are you going to train him?
The same way I did with Winky and Grab. I'll start pulling around by hand in the trailer, sit him on the bike with it running around the block. He's going to try to jump out the first time, they always do, and then short rides, come over visit you guys or something, just make little runs and hopefully do a long run there this summer and raise some more money.
Very exciting. And when you say raise some more money, I mean, you have raised so much money for the SPCA, for the Canadian Cancer Association. Can you tell us a bit about that?
We're at 36 and change with the Cancer Foundation. That was all Greb. And with the SPCA, we just hit $225,971 yesterday, I think. Sam hit his first $100 donation, so he's already started his...
He's already on his journey of philanthropy.
He's already a working dog. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, Sandy, thank you so much for bringing us to meet him. I look forward to many photos as he grows bigger and bigger and becomes your new Sidecar Sam.
Yeah, thank you for having us. And bless you all. Thank you for all you for following us.
I gave you the day off yesterday of having to have a serious conversation.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time...
A serious conversation?
You and I got to talk about what happened on Saturday. Do you remember Saturday?
Oh, the part where I almost got my dad in an accident because I screamed bloody murder?
That part.
Oh, yeah. That was your fault, John.
It was not.
Okay, let me set the stage. Perfect. And we'll let everybody else decide. So, I was at the station by myself. I thought, it's too quiet in here. I'm going to turn the radio on, make some dance moves while I do a little bit of work. Then my dad called, so I was chatting on my watch, yep, with my back turned.
Yep.
And I turned around and all of a sudden, Silent John just walked himself on into the station, didn't say a word, and scared me half to death.
This is all true. However, from my perspective, one, you were on the phone. I don't want to talk to you while you're on the phone. I clearly heard you were on the phone. Two, I was whistling. It is on you for not hearing me. The reason I started whistling is because I knew I was going to scare you.
Okay, I think that you need to work on your volume of whistling skills.
Again, you were on the phone. I didn't want to whistle too loudly.
You wanted to whistle loud enough for me to hear you, which I clearly didn't. And then, but not too loud to interrupt. But like, clearly there was an interruption that needed to happen that wasn't, my dad is driving, we're on the phone, and then I scream like I got murdered.
The interruption happened. I'll just say that. It ended up happening.
It happened at an inopportune time. I think it could have happened 5 seconds before that with a little less scream. I still put this on you.
No.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.